bei uns zu Gast sind jetzt hier im Studio Fred Raspail und Rosario Baeza. Hallo, schön, dass ihr da seid. Good to have you here.
Hello. Hallo.
Hallo.
Fred and Rose, as you call yourself in the tradition of the famous duos.
Yes, since we were famous, we call like this. Fred is very busy right now because he's drinking a mate.
Very good.
Illegally.
Good.
And yeah,
yes. You were talking so
the tradition of the famous duos, like you see yourself in like other duos.
Yeah. Lately, we found that Fred and Rose was a very famous couple of murderers. Also, they buried people in the backyard. So we're trying to clean a bit this name.
And this is a French Argentinian story.
This is like a European Argentinian story, in fact.
Because you live in Munich, French origins,
yes.
Singing in English, German,
yes.
Spanish, and mm-hmm. French.
Spanish, I'm trying now.
Where did you meet each other?
In Buenos Aires. That was in October last year. And so we had a band together, El Sindicato. With some good friend of of us,
Marcelo Di Paola. Marcelo Di Paola. Besito, para Marcelo, si estás escuchando.
And yes, and then we decided to go further on this musical adventure because there were some connections, some common culture of the music. And here as a one man band, I'm playing for 5-6 years as a one man band. Since last year, I also got a band, Los Gatillos. We were here at the radio a few months ago. But as a one-man band, I went to a point it was a bit difficult to go further on my own. And it's about music, but if you play a one-man band with the drums, the guitar, and you sing, then something is missing. And then when I saw Rosario playing, that was evident because she has such the talent that she can play everything she wants. So for example, yesterday night we played at the Posenhof and Rosario was singing, taking the lead, and so playing the bon tempi, the guitar, the Telecaster, the violin is her first instrument. And it's really a duo. It's not a one man band playing with a musician, because I think that the music has to be shared, and it's really two men, women.
When a man loves a woman,
and she has some good jokes.
Joe Cocker, did you say that? Or it was Mike and Bolton? I don't remember, but
he's
like that. He's like that. Now it's very funny to work together. We have a very long journeys at the studio. We wake up at 10. Something happened in the middle. We reach the studio at 1. And
it's early today.
It's early. And then we go at 8, 9 at night. And we are just sharing songs, compositions, arrangements, recordings, production. It's very funny to work this way. And most of the songs just born at the studio. So it's really new, all you're going to listen.
Yes.
Fred, what's your intention when you play live? What do you want the audience to feel? Like, what do you think about that?
Pleasure.
Only just pleasure?
Yeah, I think. More and more. I come from I started the music as a French singer in France, and I was playing 10 years ago mostly in theaters. And then the intention was different. You had to catch the people with the lyrics, and that was more a music for the brain, in fact, or for the heart, in between the heart and the brain. And there's a huge tradition of chanson in France. But I really get bored about this situation. I think, I don't remember where it comes from, but I don't know who said that, but you have three kinds of music, the one from the brain, from the heart, from the guts. And I was definitely not for music for the brain. I felt totally uncomfortable. And the more and more I go in my life, the more and more I really want people to have fun. To have fun doesn't mean necessary to make up music with up tempo. Like for me, a show is not a party for 1 hour 30 minutes. Sometimes you can go at something deeper, something political. I'm not sure because we are not messy. We're not political messy. But pleasure is the.
You're still nervous going on stage?
Sometimes I feel this. It's not nervous. It's not this kind of feeling that something wrong is going to happen now, because we played more than 15 years, no, 12 years. So it's not about that, but it's about the anxiety of this interaction with the audience. It's like, is going to be a good show? Would I be able to transmit something? That is the anxiety, maybe.
You, Fred? Feelings on stage?
It's quite the same, in fact.
Same, but different.
Yeah, of course. But, for example, I got this anxiety sometimes as well, and I don't know why, because it's the same, playing for your long years, but you say, it's weird. She's right, it depends from the people as well sometimes. It depends from what's in the air on this day. Sometimes you don't know why it's going bad, it's getting bad, and you don't know why. You have no reason to explain it. There's not so much people, but it does not explain everything, because I saw some gigs with 15, 20 people who were awesome. I don't know.
So the story continues of Fred and Rose, or how is it? Of course. How will it continue? How will you?
I think that, so we have this tour in Europa until the middle of June. We have a lot of good gigs. We're heading Basel today, heute. Then we're heading France for a couple of gigs, mostly in the area of Lyon. Then we come back in Bavaria for a lot of gigs. I think that was good for this first tour to have really the places... that for me, all the places we're playing are just the home places. That was really important to play, because the project is really new. We are recording at the same time, so that was important to get this confidence on tour, to say, okay, we're not in a foreign. Rosa is discovering all the people, but I know the people. I quite know that I will be comfortable with you and today in Basel as well. So that was really important for the first tour to have this kind of show. Then we're heading back to Argentina for this summer. We have a couple of gigs as well.
Yeah, in Argentina it's winter in June.
Winter, so...
July, August. Yeah. We're going to play in Buenos Aires.
Montevideo.
And then in Uruguay, a few gigs. And maybe in Entre Ríos, Santa Fe. And we're staying there, and then we come back in September.
Yes, in September we already have a good plan, because we have some gigs in Italy, in Portugal, in Spain, in Germany, in Switzerland.
It's more Latin,
in France. Yes, a bit.
Our autumn tour.
And I think the album we're going to be released at the end of the year, something like this. Now we have to work on the mix. You have to finish it first, and we have to work on the mix. So it's a long way to the top.
But sounds like a good plan. Fred Raspail und Rosario Baeza. Thank you very much for being here.
No, gracias a vos.
No, gracias a toi. Merci.
Gracias a toi. Yeah, thanks for listening. Dankeschön fürs Zuhören.